Today in my sermon, I want to look at lessons from the book of Jonah. Lessons from the book of Jonah. The book of Jonah has four chapters. And because this sermon, I'm going to be concentrating on chapter 1. Chapter 1 of the book of Jonah is about a nation called, or a city called Nineveh, and a man called Jonah, and how God sent him to go and send a message to this city, and Jonah refused and tried to run away. The chapter 2 is about the prayer of Jonah to God from the belly of the fish. And at chapter 3, God sent him back to Nineveh, a place he didn't want to go to. And chapter 4 is about a conversation between God and Jonah. But like I said, I'll be concentrating on chapter 1. Let's see if there are a few lessons that we can learn from the book of Jonah. Chapter 1. Please turn to the book of Jonah, chapter 1, from verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth their wares, and they were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the side of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. I'll go to 8. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us? What is thy occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people are you? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and dry land. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto you, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea roared and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for myself this great tempest is upon you. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. 17. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. So this is a story about God's mercy and compassion. God sent Jonah to go to Nineveh and tell them that God was about to destroy it, because God wanted to show them mercy. God wanted his people to repent. But Jonah decided to flee from the presence of God. And afterwards, Jonah decided to die. Say, cast me into the sea. So his intention was to die instead of him to go to Nineveh. Please turn your Bible to the book of Psalms 139. Psalms 139. Psalms 139 verse 7 says, whither shall I go from your spirit? Or whither shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light all about me. So we cannot run away from the presence of God. I don't know, maybe Jonah didn't know about this. If God asks us to do something, the best thing for us to do is to do it. We also turn to Isaiah 45 verse 9. The book of Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45 verse 9. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potter strive with the potters of the earth. Shall the clay say unto him that fashioneth it, what makest thou, or thy work? He had no hand. So, brethren, when God asks us to do something, the way God has called all of us, there's no need for us to run away or try to escape or try to flee. Let us do the work of God. But the main lesson in the book of Jonah 1 that I want to bring up here is that God is merciful. I want us to see that God is merciful. And I want us to see how far that God can go just to extend that mercy to us. Because sometimes when you want to show people mercy, when God wants to show us mercy, there are a lot of obstacles. And God, I want us to see how God is committed to showing us mercy. How God is committed to showing us mercy and how far God can go just to show us mercy and compassion. Romans chapter 9, 15. Romans. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Nineveh was a Gentile country, but God decided to have mercy on Nineveh. But what I want us to look at here is this. When God wants to show us mercy, sometimes we don't even know about it. We don't even know what God is doing to show us mercy. People of Nineveh, they didn't know what was going on between God and Jonah. They didn't know God disrupted people traveling to Tarshish because he wanted to show mercy to Nineveh. God sent storm in the sea because he wanted to show mercy to these people. God allowed Jonah to go through the storm, to travel through the belly of the fish, 3 days and 3 nights, because he wanted to show mercy to these people. Are we different? No. The same thing with us. Because we don't know how much mountains that God has removed, how much giants that God has fallen, how much things that God has done just to bring us where we are to the knowledge of the truth. That is how far God can go to show us mercy, to show us compassion. It's not something that is very easy. It's not something that God does without obstacles. Look at Jesus Christ. Look at Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ had to humble himself from his position as God, took the form of man, lower than angels, came, was born in a manger, was rejected. The Bible called him a man of sorrow. Why did he have to go through all this? Why did God allow him to go through all this? Because God was bringing to us mercy and compassion. But what does God require from us when God does this from us, for us? When God goes this far, beyond human comprehension, beyond human reasoning? Because after the book of Jonah, I've never read any other place where it says somebody lived or stayed in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. I've never read it again. God did that just to show mercy and compassion to the sinful city, the people of Nineveh. And the same thing God did for us to bring us to the knowledge of the truth, to ensure our life. And God even promised that for our sake, that he is going to bring a new heaven and a new earth for our sake. But what does God require from us? God wants us to show mercy to others. God wants us to show mercy to others. Because every day by day we are learning from God. We are learning God's way. And God is merciful and God wants us to show mercy to others. God wants us to show compassion to others. And how do we do that? Can we go out of our way to show people mercy? Can we go out of our way to show people compassion? Can we do that? That is how to learn from God. When we learn from God, we implement it. We direct our steps to act like God. So brethren, let us learn to show compassion. That is one thing that we can learn from the book of Jonah chapter 1. To show mercy and compassion. And let us not think that to show mercy means something that will not take us anything. Let us not think that it's something that will not cost us anything. Let us learn from God how far God went to deliver these people out from Egypt. How far God went to bring them to the promised land. He gave nations for their sake. He gave the firstborn of Egypt for their sake. And now we are talking about a nation, a city that is not a Hebrew city. God had to go that far. And we are the people of God. Brethren, let us learn this lesson from the book of Jonah. To show compassion, to invest in it, to invest our energy, to invest time, to remove obstacles from our ways, just to go and show compassion to people. Please turn to Matthew 5:17. Matthew 5:17. I will read verse 1, then I'll go to verse 17. And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught, saying, verse 7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Whatsoever God has given to us, whatsoever mercy that God has shown us, other people around us, other people around the world deserve such mercies from us if we can afford it. Therefore, brethren, I want to encourage us to act like God. According to the book of Psalms 136, it says, God's mercy is for everlasting. Please turn to Psalms 136. Psalms 136. Psalm 136 from verse 4. To him who alone dwelt great works, for his mercy endures forever. To him that bring wisdom, made heavens, for his mercies endures forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him that made great light, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule the day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and the star to rule by the night, for his mercy endures forever. To him that smote Egypt, the firstborn, their firstborn, for his mercy endures forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endures forever. With a strong hand and with a stretch out of arm, for his mercy endure forever. To him we divide the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endure forever. And make Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endure forever. So this is God's mercy and nothing. God's mercies never fail. And nothing can stop God from showing us mercy when he wants to show us mercy. So brethren, I want to encourage us to learn. Let us all learn from God. Let nothing stop us from showing mercy. But let us pray to God to give us strength, to give us what it takes to show other people mercy and compassion with nothing standing on the way.